This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
We got an issue down there at the schoolhouse. Your baby got my baby's name. Your baby got my baby's name. We got to fix this. This is an issue. This is a problem. This is major. Your baby got my baby name. We're going to have to call your baby something.
We have the same name.
Let's go, cat dog. Your baby got my baby name. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Patricia. Patricia
speaking. Who is this?
How you doing? Listen, my name is Floyd. Floyd, I want to give you a call. Your daughter, she attends middle school, right?
Okay, what's your name again?
Floyd.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, like I said, your daughter, she do go to middle school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now her name is Derica.
Why you need to know that?
Okay. Well,
is something wrong or something?
No, nothing wrong. I mean, I don't mean to alarm you or nothing like that, but
okay,
let me see.
So what you calling me for?
Well, here's the situation. My daughter actually goes to middle school along with your daughter.
Okay.
And it's a bit of a problem that has arisen that me and my wife just found out about.
Okay. Well, they having some issues, Derek and your baby, in some kind of, like, trouble or something?
No, nothing like that.
But my baby don't fool with nobody at that school. She don't mess with nobody. She on the honor roll and everything. I don't have no problems out of Derica.
Right.
None.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to figure out why you're calling me.
Let me tell you, Miss Patricia, what the problem is. See, my daughter's name is Derica.
Okay.
So, and it just blew me and my wife away that it was another Derica that went to school.
Okay, I don't know too many Derrickas. That's a unique name. That's cute, okay.
Right. Well, here's the problem. Me and my wife actually, you know, when it was time to name our child, we thought we was really picking a name that nobody would ever pick out for their daughter. And to have another Derica in the school, that blew us away. And I guess the real reason why I'm trying to call you, Miss Patricia, is see if there's something maybe we can work out. You know, maybe like your Derica, does she have a middle name or a nickname she can be called by, in opposed to both of them being Derica? You
wait,
know,
wait,
we really
wait.
Wanted our child to be the only one with this name.
Okay, wait the f*** up. Now you calling me and you asking me to change my baby's name?
Well, I mean, you ain't really got to legally change. I mean, but just start calling us something else, you know?
No, wait a minute. So what, you the naming police or something? Do you know how many Ann's and Lewis's and Patricia's out there? What if I ask every in the United States to change their name from Patricia? You know how crazy that is?
And I understand that.
You must be on drugs.
No, what I'm trying to say is, you know, this is something that we really have for our baby girl, was this name, and we didn't want nobody else to have this. So does your Derica have a middle name she can use?
No. We're going to call her Derica like we've been calling her. You name your baby Dee Dee. Let's call your baby Dee Dee then. You change y'all change y'all baby name at the school.
I'm not calling my baby
Dee
Dee.
I don't give a what you call it, but I'm not changing my baby name.
Hey, listen, okay, look, I'm trying to call you and handle this like adults, you know, but you seem to see you're going to push my button and take me to another level.
Obviously, you ain't calling me trying to handle no shit. Just ask me to change my baby name. Call my baby something else at the school because y'all want y'all baby name to be Derica and the only Derica in the school. Hey, you know how many other kids at the damn school got the same name?
I understand that, but for my baby girl, it ain't supposed to be like that.
Huh? Well, I'm sorry for your baby girl and your wife, but, you know, I'm not changing my baby damn name. Y'all call y'all baby D.
Now, what I'm trying to do is get it rectified that we can call.
So, how the f*** you get my phone number? I know that school ain't gave you my number.
I got your number. Don't worry about how I got it. The problem is, but what we're talking about right now is what can we start calling your child?
I don't give a I know that school ain't called you and gave you my damn number.
Listen, ma'am, all I'm trying to do is figure out what can we start calling your daughter.
Danica, like she been being called. You and your wife, y'all need to go down to the final statistics office and get y'all baby name or conjure up some other kind of name for her. But my baby gonna keep the same damn name.
Let me explain something to you. I've been trying to be calm with you.
You done lost your
If you gonna find something else to call her, I'm gonna get all the other kids
you my damn number. How you get my number?
Don't worry about how I got the number. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. If you don't find another name, I'm going to start getting the kids to call your daughter something else.
You get them to call my baby something else. I promise I'm whipping everybody who called my baby something else.
You're going to have to change your baby name. I want my baby name to be Derricka.
Joe, come up in here. This is
excuse me? My princess is supposed to be the only one named Derricka.
How did you and call your baby something else at the school?
I'm going to have these kids starting tomorrow at school calling your daughter something else.
I'm not staying on this phone with you like this, number. Hang up off my phone and don't call me.
Let me tell you something. I got one more thing I need to say to you. You listen to me?
What?
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
I'ma get her. Wait, that's the y'all my favorite one. Yo, come in, they pranked me on this phone. I'm so sorry. It's okay.
You all right, baby?
I'm so sorry. Yes, I'ma get her.
Your girlfriend
got
you, baby.
I am so sorry. Ooh, but you got my nerves bad this morning. Lord have mercy. Lord, I gotta catch my breath.
I got one more thing I gotta ask you, darling. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I listen to y'all every morning. Y'all go crazy. Y'all crazy. Lord have mercy. Y'all got my blood pressure up this morning. I love y'all. I listen to y'all show every morning.
Ain't nothing changed, Steve Harvey. I know you back first day and everything, but let's get some prank and praise up in here. Ain't nothing changed. Come on. Come on here. Come on. Come on. Come on. What?
Ooh. Man, you the right best.
Ooh.
OMG.
This how he come back. Just like
I was so excited.
I could never. You just so.
Boy, stop.
I don't know.
Buffalo,
how
New
you
York.
Do it.
Stop. Buffalo, New York, I'm coming your way. Nephew Tommy's House Party Comedy Jam, August the 31st. That's Labor Day weekend, Saturday night at the
Buffalo
Shade.
Buffalo ain't ever had this much greatness come before.
Shade Performing Arts Center. Shut up, Steve. Shade Performing Arts Center. The nephew is coming to town. Tickets on sale.
No,
right
you want prank and praise. Don't stop me now. King of pranks is coming, Buffalo.
What the bad
in
acting.
The cut. Land in the Cut, Friday, September the 6th, Augusta, Georgia. Augusta, Georgia, the next
all this greatness laying in the cut.
The Miller Theater. The Miller Theater, I will be there. That's pay him no mind. Pay him no mind.
That's different than a prank, Steve.
It's come exactly, stupid. You gotta explain it to him. It makes no sense. Anyway.
Oh, that means so much to me to be called stupid by the king of stupid.
As we keep going, October 26th, we land all the way in the cut, Lafayette, Louisiana, at the Heyman Center. The Heyman Center. Nephew Tommy and friends will be there.
At the Heyman Center, he laying all the way in the cut. I ain't know you could lay down no more in the cut. I thought once you laid in the cut, you was in there. But he's going to lay all the way in it at the Heyman Center.
Tickets available at the Heyman Center box office in Lafayette, Louisiana.
That's the only place you can get them tickets, too. Don't go nowhere else looking for them. They ain't got ticket master down there. They just going to be at the Heyman Center. Might well just get them when you get on there. Why make two trips?
You wanted him back, Tommy. You wanted your
welcome
uncle
back.
He the best.
Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.